The honor to present the draft resolution entitled Cooperation with Georgia. Since its initiation in 2017, the resolution has focused the attention of the Council on the deteriorating human rights situation in the Russia-occupied Abkhazia and Tsinvali regions of Georgia. Up to date, Russia continues its illegal occupation of my country's two integral regions. Russia has intensified efforts to incorporate both regions of Georgia further into its social, economic, political, military, and judicial spheres. Let me recall that Russia's occupation and effective control on the ground has been attested by the decisions of ECHR and the ICC. The resolution seeks an immediate and unimpeded access to be given to the Office of the High Commissioner and international and regional human rights mechanisms to both occupied regions of Georgia, which, despite the numerous calls by this Council and the High Commissioner, continue to be denied access to these regions of Georgia by the occupying power. In addition to blockage of the UMM's access to occupied regions, preventing them from mandated monitoring of the implementation of the EU-mediated 12 August 2008 ceasefire agreement, Russia just recently has detained UMM monitors in Georgian government-controlled territory while fulfilling their duty. The grave security and humanitarian situation on the ground that is well reflected in reports of the High Commissioner. We witness ethnic discrimination against Georgians, torture and ill treatment, arbitrary detentions, kidnappings, restrictions of the freedom of movement and education in native Georgian language, violations of right to health, right to property and right to life. Last year alone, Russian occupation has claimed lives of two peaceful Georgian citizens, Tamas Ginduri and Temur Garbaya. Furthermore, the justice still has not been served for the deprivation of lives of David Basharuli, Giga Otkhozoria, Archil Tatunashvili, and death of Irakli Kvaratskhelia. It is alarming that the impunity for these cases continue to further provoke ethnically driven violence. Russia continues relying heavily on the practice of illegal detentions and kidnappings. Even most vulnerable population like women, elderly and children have been targets of these violations. There are still Georgian citizens remaining in lengthy illegal detention in both occupied regions. And against this background, hundreds of thousands of IDPs and refugees expelled from their homes by multiple waves of ethnic cleansing remain deprived of their fundamental right to return to their homes. Excellencies, we express gratitude to the delegations for their engagement in drafting and co-sponsorship and hope it will be adopted by consensus. I thank you very much.
I thank you, Mr. Deputy Minister, for presenting this draft resolution L20, which has nine